MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 6, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Lynn Side Out takes place on Saturday. Judge deciding on bail for Beverly Man. Another Gloucester public meeting on the MBTA zoning issue. Cloudy, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:05 p.m. Back in 60 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey, everybody. Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Summer is over. That's it. We're moving on to the fall. High school sports have started, college sports, and we have you covered. This week on the North Shore Sports Desk, the coach of the defending Division IV boys soccer state champions, Linfield, is on with us. And then we have the sports editor of the Gloucester Daily Times giving us a scoop on what's going on at Cape Ann in the fall. And on the other show, twin brothers and battery mates from Andover, ready to rip it up for another school year. These kids are going places. Thanks for tuning in, msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson's office will hold Lynn Side Out at Frederick Douglass Park in the city tomorrow, a festival geared toward connecting residents with city departments and providing information on upcoming initiatives and city services.
Absolutely. So Lynn Side Out is our chance to turn City Hall inside out for a day and bring the city departments out into the community and to Central Square, Frederick Douglass Park, where there'll be tables and tents set up for all the different city departments as well as some of our partners, opportunities for fun, you know, with a bouncy house for the kids and some music and plenty of food, and really an effort to build community and also to connect residents with the really important services that are provided in City Hall and get the folks' questions answered and their input as well on some of these questions. This is now the third year we're doing it. We've done it my first 2 years, and we're so excited that it has become a great opportunity for us to connect with our residents.
Mayor Nicholson is hoping to build on the success of the previous Lynn Side Out events.
Yeah, so the first one, part of the rationale or the impetus for it was that we were working on the city's first ever comprehensive plan, its first master plan, and there was a real effort to get a lot of community engagement and feedback into that, incorporated in that plan. And so we created opportunities for the authors, the consultants working on the document, to get direct input from residents and had this idea to do kind of like a festival to give the people other reasons to be there and to get their feedback on the future of the city and the document that came later to be called Vision Lynn, our strategic plan. And it was so successful both from the residents' perspective, but also from our department's perspective. You know, we have a lot of great public servants here in the city of Lynn who do great work and want residents to know about it so they can leverage those services. And so we did it again last year, and I think have a lot of momentum of making an opportunity for us to get together and have fun, but also learn more about one another and how the city can be helpful in our residents.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News, a judge is considering whether to allow bail for a Beverly man accused of firing two shots in the direction of a neighbor who was looking for her lost cat last week. In a dangerousness hearing in Superior Court in Salem on Thursday, Judge Thomas Dressler expressed strong reservations about releasing Richard Davis, who has been held without bail since the incident. Dressler took the matter under advisement and will make his decision later. Police arrested Davis on August 29 after he fired two shots in the direction of a 29-year-old woman who was looking for a cat outside the Bass River condominiums on Conant Street. Davis lives next door at 24. The 56-year-old Davis is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, disturbing the peace, and discharging a firearm within 500 feet of a dwelling. He has pleaded not guilty. In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman is writing that, with a December 31 deadline to comply with the guidelines of the MBTA Communities Act, The Gloucester City Council's Planning and Development Standing Committee on Wednesday voted 2-0, with one councillor voting present, to recommend a compliant multifamily draft zoning ordinance to the full City Council. The draft zoning ordinance is headed to a joint public meeting with the City Council and the Planning Board scheduled for Wednesday, September 11 at 6:30 p.m. in the Kairos Auditorium. That's at City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue. A vote of the full City Council is required to pass the new zoning ordinance. The draft zoning is focused on allowing 3-family homes by right without a need for a special permit in several large areas of the downtown. Plus, the draft zoning creates a couple of areas where larger developments and affordable housing might be created. Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, Newburyport's effort towards getting as environmentally friendly as possible received a boost Wednesday when officials learned they will be getting more than $100,000 in grant money from the state's green and community programs. Newburyport will receive $110,034 in total to fund energy conservation measures, weatherization, weather stripping, as well as administrative assistance in municipal buildings like Newburyport High School, the Emma L. Andrews Library and Community Center, the Rupert A. Nock Middle School, the water treatment plant, and one of its fire stations. Emily Rosenberg is writing on itemlive.com that Catalyst Housing, a project that will create 24 new affordable housing units on the upper floors of 57 to 65 Monroe Street, is projected to be completed in April 2025. Mass Development recently issued a $7.5 million tax-exempt bond on behalf of Catalyst Housing, a for-profit affiliate of Harborlight Homes and the Haven Project that was created to facilitate the tax-exempt filing. With the bond, the project is now fully funded. Haven Project Executive Director Tracy Friedman said the project has been in the works for 6 years, and it's wonderful to see it finally come to fruition. She said the lottery for the housing will be open on the Harborlight Homes website until January 15. There will also be informational sessions about how to apply for the housing on October 28 and November 1. Red Sox host the White Sox tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.